This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Congressman Cedric Richmond and Baton Rouge Mayor President Kip Holden met Monday at a Baton Rouge Press Club forum. The two Democrats are running to represent Louisiana's 2nd Congressional District, which runs from New Orleans up the River Parishes to North Baton Rouge. Richmond has represented the 2nd District since 2011 and says it plays a critical role.
The 2nd Congressional District is actually what we have called the super region in terms of economic development and growth for the state of Louisiana. It is the largest petrochemical footprint in the United States.
It's also home to some of the largest ports in the country, but the two candidates differ on trade. Asked whether or not he supports the Trans-Pacific Partnership, Holden says,
"The legislation that's there, I'm going to support it 1,000%.
But not Richmond.
If I had to vote on it today, I would not vote for it.
When it comes to Obamacare, Holden says some changes must be made.
We haven't given adequate education to people who are asked to pay for insurance.
Richmond also says changes are necessary, like getting more young people to purchase insurance.
So that we spread the risk around and then keep the cost low for our families and especially our older Americans."
Both Richmond and Holden say further restrictions are needed on guns. One reasonable restriction, says Richmond, is closing the Charleston loophole,
which is the loophole that says if your background check doesn't come back in 3 days, you automatically get the gun.
And for Holden?
Somebody's going to have to take a sensible look at even how some people keep these weapons at home.
The election takes place next Tuesday, November 8th. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.